everyone, it's Susan, and welcome to this special edition of the Embodied Holiness Podcast, Embodied Advent. For the Christian, the season of Advent marks the beginning of a new year. We begin this new year by waiting with anticipation for the coming of our Savior. Of course, we're on the other side of Christ's first coming, and so while we celebrate and remember with joy how God took on flesh and dwelt among us, we also hold tight to the promise that Christ will return, His second advent. As we wait, it's easy to get caught up in the consumerism of our culture and become distracted by the worry and stress of this world. We can become consumed by grief, and we can even live half-hearted lives of spiritual lukewarmness. Let's choose not to live that way. Let's choose this Advent to be alert and attentive to the Spirit of God that is at work among us. We hope these brief devotional thoughts will awaken your minds and hearts to the reality of God with us. May you find peace, joy, grace, and rest here. Happy Advent, everyone. Recently read a social media post by Pete Gregg. For those of you who don't know who Pete is, he's a best-selling author of books such as Red Moon Rising, God on Mute, and The Prayer Course, just to name a few. He also calls himself the bewildered instigator of the 24/7 prayer movement, which has reached more than half the nations on earth. He is also the senior pastor of Emmaus Road, Guildford, England. But like I said, Pete posted something on social media recently that got my attention. He and his wife were traveling, and about 5 minutes after boarding their plane, the man seated next to his wife began to open up to her about his recent struggles and some grief that he was dealing with. Pete said that this always happens to his wife, but hardly ever happens to him. And while his wife is a therapist, a fact which the man on the plane had no idea of, Pete also concluded that she's been through a lot of pain and has struggled significantly in her own life. Because of what she's experienced, she's more open to others in a way that's apparent to another soul looking for comfort and connection. This all got me thinking about how important and powerful it is to be present, not just physically, but really present to the people and moments that are right in front of us, and present to the Spirit of God who gives us our very breath. I've had that experience before, the experience Pete's wife had on the plane, where people next to me just start opening up to me without knowing who I am or what I do. And I know when it's happening that it's because I have made an intentional shift in my own spirit toward the Spirit of God. Anytime we become present to God, we become more present in the moment. And when we're present, we're aware. And when we're aware, we're also more open and more present to the people around us. And there's something powerful in being aware and present and open to other people, something that may even be uncommon these days. Because in those times when I'm present, I mean really present and available, it's enough to create a path to connection that before that moment, I was unaware even needed to be made. I think my husband, like Pete's wife, is more inclined to be naturally present to moments and to other people than I am. What we might think of as an intangible character trait becomes tangible with Stuart. It's like he opens a door, sits down, and is silently available to others who are looking for that open door of welcome and connection. Those moments of connection with people I don't know well don't happen to me nearly as much as they happen to Stuart, but I believe it's a trait the Spirit of God would like me to develop. Advent is a season for preparation, for anticipation of the one who can heal and redeem and make new. It's a time for awakening and making room for the one who always makes room for us. But often, this season is not marked by a conscious effort to awaken to the Spirit or to other people for that matter. Instead, we're often less present in the now as we scurry around and hustle to make everything just right in our own little worlds. How many moments do we miss because we aren't present? How many opportunities for being the presence of Christ for our families or even a stranger do we miss simply because we're distracted? I hope I don't sound like I'm preaching at you. Quite honestly, this is for me every bit as much as it might be for you. I get so caught up in the busyness of the season. There's a lot to do. But this year I'm choosing to open up more to the Spirit of God so I can have the wisdom of presence. This will probably mean that I'll have to let some things go in order to make room for whatever and whomever the Spirit leads me toward. I'm praying that I'll willingly loosen my grip on lesser things so I can live with this greater presentness and openness. How am I going to do this? Well, I'm going to start each day by asking the Spirit to help me stay awake and alert to Him. I'm going to acknowledge whatever attitudes and quirks of character are challenging me that day and invite the Lord to do His healing work in me. And I'm going to focus on breathing whenever I start to feel stressed or hurried. Please don't underestimate the impact deep breathing and relaxing your muscles can have on your spirit and your attitude. If you haven't tried it, you just might be surprised. I guess what I'm saying is that I'm consciously choosing to partner with the Spirit this season, to have an open heart, to approach every moment with curiosity and expectancy. I will say this, though. As I'm recording this, it's only the second day of Advent, and I've already been made painfully aware of just how off the mark I can get by simple daily irritations. But because I'd already decided to focus on being present and open to the Spirit of God, I was able to be present with myself, even when I was struggling, and able to let the Spirit of God be present with me. And isn't allowing the Lord to be present in our imperfections and weaknesses one of the most significant messages of Advent? The Creator of the universe entered our brokenness to be present with us. And the way Jesus lived among us is the way we're to live too. Open, available, alert, awake to the Spirit of God, and therefore present to other people. So how will you make room this Advent? Will you let go of distractions and the perfectionistic tendencies of this season to make everything look and smell just right? And embrace the Spirit of God, the moments, and the people that are right in front of you? I truly believe that in doing this, we'll embody the holy presence of Christ, and the healing love of Jesus will become incarnate to others through us. Happy Advent, everyone. The Embodied Holiness Podcast is a ministry of Parkway Heights United Methodist Church in Hattiesburg, Mississippi. If you're in the Hattiesburg area and are looking for a church home, we'd love to meet you and welcome you to the family. You can find out more about who we are on our website at parkwayheights.org. And you can find out more about Embodied Holiness by following us on Instagram and Facebook at Embodied Holiness, or by finding us on our website at embodiedholiness.com.